If your family is anything like mine, you've spent part of the summer traveling the nation's highways searching for license plates from all 50 states. Not to boast, but we got both Alaska and Hawaii twice this summer. When you play the license plate game, look at the number letter combinations and think of the possibilities. Others have. They use personalized license plates to spell out their last name, a hobby, or trooper-tempting words like fast one. But they've also come up with some doozies, leading state legislatures across the country to enact doozy preventative legislation. Take, for example, the Utah personalized license plate statute. In Utah, as in other states, residents who want personalized plates cannot use number letter combinations that are obscene, profane, vulgar, or derogatory. They can't use combinations that hint of intoxicants or illegal drugs. They can't proclaim the superiority of any race, religion, or gender. And they also can't try to fool the state. The director of the Motor Vehicle Division reviews the number letter combinations for foreign language translations, street slang, and upside down or reverse readings. If you think that legislators are becoming a bit too obsessive about plates, this is all in response to license plate cases across the nation, where citizens do make federal cases out of number-letter combination denials. That's why the Utah statute, for example, explicitly states that personalized plates should be considered a non-public forum by the courts. Personalized license plates raise freedom of speech concerns, don't you know? Say you live in Utah and request a license plate reading, "Wine is one." The state would promptly deny your request under the statute. More than a hint of an intoxicant there. The non-public forum analysis comes in when you, in response, take the state to court. A non-public forum is a place we don't traditionally think of as a marketplace of ideas, a place for open communication. The government can close a non-public forum, here license plates, to certain speech as long as the action is reasonable and doesn't punish one particular viewpoint. Under the constitutional analysis, then, the judge would look at the state's action in quashing your speech, and as long as the judges found the restrictions on speech reasonable and not designed to stifle views but instead subject matter, like intoxicants, the judge would uphold the decision to deny you your personalized plate. Just ask a fellow in Oregon who suggested three different wine combinations, wine, in vino, vino. The state denied each one, and just this past July, the Oregon Supreme Court upheld those decisions. Ditto in some other license plate cases. Iowa could force a man to turn over his license plate. Its profane phrase could be easily read in rearview mirrors. California could recall a plate bearing a shorthand phrase with a double meaning, one an expletive. But Notre Dame fans and those of Irish heritage take heart. The Vermont Supreme Court a few months ago forced the DMV to accept a personalized plate reading Irish, despite the department's urging that such a word could be offensive. During football season, maybe. So I'm on the watch now not only for Alaska and Hawaii, but for any word on a license plate that some state somewhere might find offensive. The kids don't play that game. I'm Amy Guida.